KAYT. Praising the Lord.
So grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ for his greatness in me.
Yes.
Hey. Hallelujah.
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 God bless you, friends. You're listening to that noisy church again on the air, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. We invite you to come and be in service with us where the greatness of God is being manifested.
Amen.
He's healing the sick. He's delivering folks. He's setting people free. He's blessing folks. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We had one this morning that testified in the service how the Lord blessed them. They needed $20. Amen. And they expected to get $20. But the Lord blessed them with $50.
Amen.
They didn't have to play no number. They didn't have to go to no lottery line. They didn't go out to the gambling place.
Yes.
But someone just reached in their pocket and gave them the money without them even asking for it.
Yes.
See, God will put things on people's hearts to bless you if you live right.
Yes, he will.
I tell you, God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Friends, we invite you, wherever you are, get up and come on down here to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. This is a church that believes you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle.
Yes, he will.
Are you sick today? Are you suffering? Is your body racked with pain? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ is a healer today. The same way he healed folks over 2,000 years ago, he's doing that same thing today. I'm going to be praying for you in just a few minutes. What I want you to do is let your faith loose in God. Believe God for your miracle today. You can get up out of that bed if you believe God. Yeah, some of you, the devil and had you in the bed, sick, and you can't get out that bed, but Jesus Christ is going to raise you up today. Because I'm going to pray the prayer of faith. And God that I serve, the God that I serve, he's a miracle worker. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. If we just trust him and believe him, he will bless us. And he will hear our cry. And he will grant us our heart's desire. So I want you to stay tuned in now. And what I want you to do also is call up a neighbor, call up a friend, call up an enemy. Call up everybody in Lottie Dottie and tell them that Holy Ghost preacher is on the air again with good news that Jesus Christ loves us. and that Jesus Christ can save, and that Jesus Christ can heal. And not only can he do it, but he will do it through faith in him today. We serve a God today that answers prayer. And I don't know about you, but I believe God.
Amen.
I said, I believe God.
Yes.
I've seen him do too much not to believe him. Amen. I've seen him work miracles not to believe him. He's done so many things, I'd be crazy to disbelieve God. I trust him for my every need. I trust him when I can't even see my way. Because I know the Lord will make a way somehow. That's why I said, I believe God. Do you believe him? I said, do you believe him? I believe God. I believe God. I believe God will.
I believe God will do what he says. Trust in no man.
Shanda. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God. Hey, yes, sir. In Abel. Hey, yes, sir. Enable. My friends, God is able. Listen, wherever you are today, listening to the sound of my voice, God is able. Brother Lawrence, I got cancer. God is able. Brother Lawrence, I got sugar diabetes. God is able. Hey! Brother Lawrence, I got high blood pressure. God is able. He's able. He's able to deliver you today. Whatever your sickness might be, God is able to heal your body. Put your hand on the radio, wherever you are. My God, and touch the radio as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on and there where you're suffering. Hallelujah. Surely God is able to heal your body. Why should you suffer when others are being healed?
Amen.
Why should you die before your time when Jesus Christ is able to deliver you? He's able to heal your body. He's able to knock the devil off of you.
Yeah.
My God, that's all the trouble in the world today is devils and demons done jumped on folks and made them sick. But Jesus is able to get him off. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, shall we pray? My Lord Jesus, we thank you right now for you being an able God. So many people are serving a God today that don't have no power.
Yes.
But Lord, we realize that you're the only true and living God.
Yes.
And you got all power in your hand.
Yes.
Jesus, we know you're able today to heal all manner of diseases.
Yes.
Lord God, we come to you today just as the man that laid before the gate in the book of Acts. He looked upon Peter and John expecting to receive something. Jesus, we expect you, oh God. We expect you, oh God, to heal these bodies, heal all manner of diseases. Jesus, cast the devil out. Come on out of here, Satan. I said, come on out of here, Satan. Your kingdom must come down. The Lord God rebuke you, Satan, and command you to go back to the pit from whence you come. Jesus, heal from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Thank you, Jesus. Then, oh God, we ask, Lord, that thou will make a way out of no way. Somebody's in financial straits today. Somebody don't know what to do. Somebody has a bill that has to be paid. Jesus, I pray right now that thou will make a way out of no way. Send money from everywhere. Bless them, oh God. Bless them today, Lord. Jesus.
Jesus.
Somebody's mind is all messed up. I pray, Lord God, that thou will give them peace of mind in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. And we count it done in Jesus' name. It is done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together and give God the praise. Hallelujah. That's right. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's it, my friends. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Now, if you believe the Lord, you are healed.
Yes, you are.
By the power of God.
Yes.
You're delivered by the power of God.
Yes,
some of y'all been looking for some money. It's coming this week.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, God is going to loose that money and it's coming to you this week.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Believe the Lord for it. It is done
through
the power of God. Remember now, friends, you're listening to that noisy church on the air, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Once again, we're located right here in Brooklyn, New York. We invite you to get on up and come on down here. We look forward to seeing you in Jesus' name. Come on and give the Lord another hand clap in Jesus' name. I bless you now. Thank the Lord. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten, and we want to invite you to come to some of the churches that might be near you in a distant city. Amen. We invite you to go to these places that we tell you about, because you'll hear the same type of service there that you hear here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. God is moving the same way there as he's moving here. Praise God. If you're in Roselle, New Jersey, we invite you to go on over to the Community Church of Faith. They're located at 1212 Morris Street, and that's in Roselle, New Jersey. Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor. If you're up in Syracuse, New York, we invite you to go to the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church. They're located at 121 Rose Avenue, Syracuse, New York. If you're down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, go on by the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. If you're out in Chicago on the west side, go on by the Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, right off the corner of Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois. Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor there. If you're out in Gary, Indiana, go on by the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. Elder Edward Butler Jr. is the pastor there. If you're in West Haven, Connecticut, the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue. That's in West Haven, Connecticut. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor there. Don't forget, you're always invited to come and be with us here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, where the doors do swing on welcome hinges right here in Brooklyn, New York, where God is moving by his power. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is filling folks and blessing folks day by day. Now, I want you to write me this week. I'm looking for a letter from you this week. Send me your prayer requests. Send me your testimony. And also, we need you to send your offering to help us maintain these radio broadcasters on these various radio stations. Now, we jump and shout, and we have a good time every week. And some of y'all are jumping and shouting with us. But we need you to help us to jump and shout on the air. We can jump and shout here in the church all we want, but we got to pay to be on the air. Amen. Amen. So you would enjoy the broadcast. If this broadcast means anything to you, we invite you to sit down this week and send a letter. You ain't got to wait till you save up $1,000 to send, or send up $2,000. No, $5, $10, whatever you can send, $20, $50, whatever you can send, it'll be appreciated, and it will help us to pay the radio bill. Yes, yes. If you're making out a check, make it out to Exodus Healing Temple. Amen. And send it off to us. Our mailing address where you can write us is Post Office Box 715, and that's New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Again, Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Now, don't let a hindering spirit stop you from writing this week and stop you from sending your offering. Rebuke that spirit and say, I'm going to send this offering in to Pastor Staten this week. Amen. Sometimes the devil will get in your way and stop you from doing what you need to do in order to be a blessing. Praise God. Don't let him do it this week. Be determined you're going to get that off so that you can be blessed as well. Again, the mailing address is Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. You can also, if you'd like to send an offering to us, you can send it to us via what they call the Cash App on your cell phones or on your computer. You have the Cash App. You can send it to us that way. The way you can get us on Cash App is $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. Amen. Send it to us that way. Or you can send it to us via the PayPal. You can send it to us via PayPal by sending it to The Masters DJ. That's TheMasters DJ at MSN.com. The Masters DJ at MSN.com. You can send it to us. That's PayPal, and we'll get it. As soon as you push the button, we'll have that offering that you've sent us. Amen. We want to remind you also, friends, that our broadcast is heard not only on this radio station, but you're listening to us on, but you can hear our broadcast on our website on Facebook. Amen. We put the broadcast on there so that you can listen to it all through the week at any time you so desire. Just go to Facebook and type in Exodus Healing Temple. Exodus Healing Temple, and when you type it in, you'll see the page there, and just look there for the broadcast, and you'll see it there with my picture, and you'll be able to get the broadcast that way on Facebook. Also, you can get it on SoundCloud. SoundCloud is another way you'll be able to get it. Amen. Just go to SoundCloud on the internet and just type in Exodus Healing Temple, and the broadcast will play right on SoundCloud. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going into the Word of God. Every word of God is right. Praise God. The Lord just put this in my spirit on this morning, and I want to share with you on today in the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, and we want to look right there at the first verse, a very familiar scripture for those that read their Bible. Amen. Romans, the 12th chapter, beginning right there at the first verse. Paul is writing to the church at in Rome, and he's saying here in the first verse, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. What I want to talk to you today is what is acceptable unto God. We have a lot of people today that feel they're going to heaven anyhow. They feel like they can live any kind of way, feel like they can club all night long, drink and smoke, run around from bed to bed, have a sweetheart on the side with a wife at home. Mm-hmm. They feel like they can do whatever they want and feel like they're going to heaven anyhow. Sometimes I go to funerals and I see how people have lived. And when they get to the funeral, everybody trying to put them in heaven. Oh, I know they up there in heaven and they done met up with Mom and they done met up with Pop and they done met up with Junebug and Bubba and Sally Mae and they up there having a time. No, they ain't. No, they ain't. They're not there. If they have not repented before they drew that last breath, they are not in heaven. Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. He prepared a place. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Amen. Don't think you're going to live any kind of way down here, carousing around and drinking and carrying on and cheating and gambling and sweethearting and fornicating and adultering, and then think you're going to step up in heaven just like, oh, well, Lord, here I am. Well, Lord, you know that's just me. No, the Lord going to say, yeah, I know that's you. That's why you're going right on in the lake. You have to do what is acceptable unto God. God is not accepting nothing less than holiness.
Amen.
Amen. One scripture says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. I don't care how much you sing on the choir. I don't care how much you play the instruments. I don't care how much you preach. I don't care how much you prophesy. If you ain't living right, if you're not living holy, all what you're doing is in vain. You're wasting your time. I've always said it in times past, and it bears repeating today. Why go to hell, amen, in a straitjacket when you can go freely, riding comfortably? Why go to hell in coach when you can go to hell first class? Amen? Some people are just in the church. They ain't bit more saved than nothing. But they're going through the motions. And when they leave out the church, before they even leave off the church ground, they got a cigarette in their mouth. Before they get home, they done met up with somebody and going somewhere. They ain't got no business going. That's not acceptable unto God. God is saying, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You got to do it like God said, dude. He's not accepting nothing what you want to put out. Somebody said, this is a new time now. Listen, God's word don't change. And God is not going to change his word for this new time and for this new age and for you new people. His word comes to change you, not for you to change it. You're going to have to change your ways. You're going to have to turn from your wicked ways. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven. God ain't paying you no attention. You doing what you want to do. And ain't living right, ain't going to church. And when you do go to church, you're not living up to what you say you are. You ain't as saved as you say you are. Oh, my God. Friends, we got to do what's acceptable unto God. Not what our thoughts are. Not what our ways are. Not what we feel is right. Not how we feel it should be. But we got to obey God. He said, repent of your sins.
Amen.
And get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Listen, you can't live holy without the Holy Ghost. People that's trying to do it without the Holy Ghost is not going to work. You've got to have the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. And as I said, God's not going to just accept anything. You can go to church from here on out. But if you ain't got God's life in you, and if you don't have God's Spirit in you, you ain't going nowhere. And for God's sake, don't draw your last breath without Jesus Christ in you. Because you're going to wake up just like the rich man that was in the Bible with Lazarus. Amen. He had everything. Had everything he needed. But when he died, the Bible said he lifted up his eyes in hell. And don't you believe these folks that tell you that there's no such thing as hell. The first thing of the first mocking, the first thing that'll let you know that a religion is false is it'll deny hell and it will deny that Jesus Christ is God. Oh, I said it.
Amen.
Amen. I'll repeat it. It will, a false religion will deny that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. The Bible says he was manifested. God was manifested in the flesh. He came and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. And when you find a religion that denies that, or a religion that denies the true aspects and the true things of hell, where it's burning on fire, you can rest assured that's a false religion. My God. We need to understand and know, friends, God is not accepting what we want to give him. Just as you don't accept what your children might want to do certain things, but you tell them not in this house.
That's right.
You ain't coming here with that. You're not doing that under my roof. Well, if you won't let your children do certain things, what makes you think God's going to accept what you're doing? What makes you think God's just going to take anything? Well, Lord, this is just me. And God knows my heart. Yep, he know your heart ain't right. And you need to get right. He come to make you right. He didn't come to condemn you. Now, Jesus Christ is our loving Savior. His presence with us now is to save us. But when he comes back, he's going to be a judge and judge. And ain't nobody going to escape. Amen?
Amen?
The Bible tells us every knee shall bow. And every tongue is going to confess. Every Pentecostal knee. Every Jehovah Witness knee. Every Muslim knee. Amen? Every, what's them people that don't believe in God? Atheist knee? Every knee is going to bow.
Amen.
Good knees, bad knees, arthritic knees, black knee, white knee, red. Every knee is going to bow and confess that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
So you might as well bow now on your own free will rather than to be made to bow in that last day. We got to do what is acceptable unto God. God is not just taking anything. Either you're going to live holy or you ain't going to live holy.